Ukrainian musical chairs, Zelensky changes military leadership, again. By Breitbart London on July 22, 2026. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. Ukraine pushed on with its fight against Russia's invasion under new military leadership Wednesday. After President Volodymyr Zelensky bowed to public pressure and fired his commander-in-chief. Ukraine has made significant progress in the war this year. And a rift between the country's outgoing army chief and its defense minister threatened to derail its efforts. Both men lost their jobs following Zelensky's major government reshuffle last week. The top-level changes late Tuesday were intended to draw a line under an unwelcome spasm of political turmoil that lasted almost a week and prompted rejoicing in Russia. It was not clear whether Zelensky's measures would achieve that goal. The new army chief, 43-year-old Major General Mykhailo Drepetai, belongs to a new generation of Ukrainian generals who have come up through the ranks during the battle against Russian aggression. He became known for his daring and courage in 2014, the year that Russia seized and illegally annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, 8 years before Moscow's all-out invasion. Zelensky said Drepetai and other commanders must present an updated defense strategy, including continued reform of the core system, faster weapon and drone deliveries, stronger air defense against Russian strikes and a clearer mobilization plan. There is no sign that the two countries are any closer to a peace settlement, despite U.S.-led diplomatic efforts. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Wednesday that Moscow is sticking to its previous demands. They include Kyiv withdrawing its forces from the four eastern regions that Russia has seized but doesn't fully control, renouncing any aspirations to NATO membership and sharply cutting the size of its army. Peskov told reporters that the Ukrainian political and military changes reflect strains in Kyiv. Kyiv's regime is trembling from within. It can be seen with the naked eye, Peskov said. Nor will the top-level alterations change the front line, he told reporters, claiming that Russian forces are on the offensive. With the war's roughly 1,250-kilometer, 800-mile, front line mostly off-limits to independent observers, Russia and Ukraine have also engaged in a propaganda battle. Zelensky met separately Tuesday with outgoing Defense Minister Mykhailo Fedorov, a 35-year-old tech-savvy entrepreneur credited with swiftly developing Ukraine's drone technology that has given it a battlefield edge. Fedorov locked horns with outgoing Commander-in-Chief General Oleksandr Sirsky, a 60-year-old veteran trained in the Soviet Union before Ukraine's independence. Street protests in Kyiv and other cities demanded Fedorov's return, viewing him as a key military modernizer, and urged Zelensky to fire Sirsky, regarded as part of the old guard. The demonstrations looked set to continue on Friday, despite Sirsky's exit. It is good that the dialogue is working. At the same time, we should not forget the protesters' second demand, to reinstate Mykhailo Fedorov as defense minister. Dmytro Kozietinsky, a veteran and former combat medic who has emerged as an informal voice of the protests, wrote on Threads. Zelensky offered Fedorov what he called a respected position in the government that would unify the country's technology sector. It wasn't clear if Fedorov accepted the offer, or whether the latest moves would satisfy protesters and calm the streets. Fedorov said after his dismissal last week that he had been offered jobs by some global defense tech companies. Fedorov supported Drepetai's appointment, calling it a new hope in the fight of free people for freedom and justice and a voice for change that could not go unheard. Fedorov had criticized Sirsky publicly before his dismissal, saying the general was blocking his reform efforts and needed to be replaced for Ukraine not to fail in its resistance against Russia. Sirsky defended his wartime record in a statement Wednesday. Among other things, he claimed Ukrainian forces had clawed back 743 square kilometers, 287 square miles, of Russian-occupied Ukrainian territory this year and said he was handing his successor an army that was not only defending but also conducting offensive operations. It was not possible to independently verify his claim. Fedorov called Sirsky to thank him for his military triumphs, including defending the Kyiv region at the time of Russia's February 2022 full-scale invasion, the Kharkiv counter-offensive operation later that year and other battles, calling them already an important part of Ukraine's history. But he added that the country must move even faster and write new chapters, correcting all previous mistakes. The political crisis began last Thursday when Zelensky overhauled his wartime government, replacing his prime minister and firing Fedorov after just 6 months in the post. The reshuffle immediately drew thousands of protesters into the streets of Kyiv and other cities, framing Fedorov's removal as Zelensky siding with an entrenched military old guard over a reformer. Zelensky said Wednesday that he's also appointing Major General Lihor Skybyuk as chief of the general staff as part of the overhaul. The political maneuvers took place against a backdrop of continued deadly strikes by Russia and Ukraine on each other's soil. Ukrainian drones overnight struck two more sprawling warehouses of Russia's major online retailer, Wildberries, in Russia's southern regions of Krasnodar and Stavropol, Wildberries founder Tatyana Kim and Russian officials said Wednesday. The strikes came 4 days after Ukraine's long-range drones hit massive Wildberries warehouses in the Moscow region and in the Tambov region, killing 8 people and wounding dozens, according to officials. Zelensky said, without naming the facilities, that they were used by Russia to supply sanctioned components for the production of drones and navigation equipment. Russian attacks, meanwhile, have also struck several major Ukrainian logistics hubs and retail facilities over the past week. Russia attacked Ukraine with 4 missiles of various types and 216 long-range strike drones overnight from Tuesday to Wednesday, according to the Ukrainian Air Force. In the southern Odessa region, a Russian drone killed a woman when it struck a 2-story apartment building, Regional Military Administration head Oleh Kuyper said.